Argument against Proposition 10. What do you call it when one company puts a measure on the ballot to put taxpayer dollars in their own pockets? Special interest legislation. Corporate welfare, ripping off the taxpayers. That's the truth about Proposition 10. One company, owned by Texas billionaire oil man T. Boone Pickens, paid all the money for the signatures that put this measure on the ballot, $3 million. And, surprise, they are the first in line to get the lion's share of the taxpayer dollars it would appropriate. Proposition 10 would take nearly $10 billion of your tax dollars, primarily to subsidize trucks and large vehicles so that they can run on natural gas sold by, you guessed it, companies like the one owned by T. Boone Pickens. Even if it was not a special interest sweetheart deal, Proposition 10 would still make no sense. Here's what it does. In the middle of a budget crisis, it takes taxpayer dollars away from education, healthcare, public safety, and universities in order to provide fleet operators, including very large and profitable corporations, a subsidy for buying or leasing natural gas trucks. That's right, it gives these corporations up to a $50,000 rebate per truck they buy or lease, without even a requirement that their exhaust will improve air quality. The state already has a $200 million clean fuels program paid for by fees, not by cutting vital services. The existing program funds all clean transportation without a bias towards natural gas. Prop 10 also duplicates programs that ratepayers are already paying for. Today, electricity ratepayers provide billions to alternative energy through the rates we pay, with closely regulated oversight by the Public Utilities Commission. Prop 10 would make us pay for virtually the same thing, but with less oversight, and the companies will get paid whether they produce any power or not. Consumers will be hurt too. Most of our home heating and much of our electricity comes from natural gas. So what happens if we subsidize natural gas vehicles, greatly increasing the demand for expensive natural gas? Our electricity and heating bills will go up. Tens of millions of dollars in Proposition 10 are directed to public relations, outreach, and other marketing gimmicks. Bonds should be used for paying off infrastructure like roads and schools over time, not for public relations. Prop 10 is not what it appears. Read the language carefully. We all have serious concerns about the environment and want to act responsibly. Providing what appear to be incentives to act more responsibly in our choice of vehicles sounds great. But Prop 10 is dishonest about its intent. It provides little real, sound alternative energy or technology. Prop 10 requires long-term borrowing for short-term benefits and potentially obsolete technology. Prop 10 is bad for taxpayers, bad for vital public services, bad for consumers, and bad for the environment. What is it good for? It could provide billions to the company who put it on the ballot. Vote no on 10. Lenny Goldberg, Executive Director, California Tax Reform Association. Mark Toney, Executive Director, the Utility Reform Network. Turn. Marty Hittleman, President, California Federation of Teachers.